And so again, we have to take this out of the realm of the conditioned mind and allow this to come in the heart, in the soul, and through resonance and frequency and not through words. It just triggers so much of a sense of responsibility, of failure, of wanting ownership and performance, all of that gets triggered. When the only words we have to use are from the conditioned world. And it's not about getting rid of your ego, it's really about releasing and allowing and centering into the freer space within you. There's a beautiful circulation of light and energy that's flowing through our circle. The gathering of our relations is here. And there will be different relations according to the wisdom that wants to be transmitted at any given time. But the elements and the directions, nature, spirits, spirit of the land, Mother Earth, and Father Sun are the constants. They form the structure in the 3D world and in the unseen world that gives the ability to become coherent. And once we become coherent with ourselves and energetically with the elements of creation, then the unseen worlds open up. Feel your feet and seat and the energy flowing. Allow the mind to soften and come into your own presence. Say hi to your relations, to the elements and the directions. Mother Earth and Father Sun, the spirit of the land and the nature spirits. And instead of looking at it as either or black white pol in a polarity way, polarized way, feel it as energies enfolding with upon themselves in a circulation of the toroidal field. And what stabilizes us in that toroidal field is the central axis, the light axis. And this is what I use as a reference point to check in for myself when I'm teaching. I'm always aware of the central axis and the toroidal field. So become aware of that in whatever state of purification that is for you. So, as each person, participant here, centers themselves with their roots, their axis, their flow, and it doesn't have to be perfect, a shared presence begins to form. And that shared presence becomes atmosphere of illumination, of higher frequency energy. So it automatically blends into a flow for the whole circle. Because of the intelligence of the living energies. So, as each person connects with the living energies, it generates its own shared experience. And then it starts compounding into greater depth, greater purification, greater luminosity, just out of the intelligence of what living energies do. And as those living energies become more coherent and the flow becomes smoother, it's the flow is transformational. The flow of the toroidal field is not as linear as it gets portrayed. It's hard. So when you actually look at a torus from the physics model, it folds in on itself. It's much more dimensional. And so the flow opens to multiple dimensions simultaneously, but you end up not delineating them as separate layers of consciousness, but it becomes collective field that's shared by the group. And in that collective field, it has a natural intelligence to become more and more refined, more luminous, more powerful. And it's also able to hold the presence of luminous beings. And we have experienced this in several circles where the luminous beings, because we have come into a frequency that matches theirs, they're able to enter in relationship with us and actually bring about, through that resonance, some healing, some clearing, some lifting of the veils, which is where we are now. And when they do this, we don't direct them. They know what they're doing. Yeah, this is a teaching moment right here while we're in this state. Like I said, the unseen ones can see us. And when we reach a state of higher frequency and luminosity, those that have crossed over from the physical realm that are still close to Earth and want to communicate with their loved ones here may try to communicate through you. And this is where you would actually say no to them, that that is not your purpose right now, that you're being attuned to a different frequency, so we're changing the radio station. And if you have the any kind of curiosity or interest in that, that might be hard for you to say no to. But it's a very low frequency channeling. And when you're working with ceremonial circles, you don't want that level of consciousness coming into the circle. It'll divert it. They can go find someone else or just speak directly to their loved ones. They don't need to channel through you or me. Now we can become so sensitive to the energies, like the teaching I just shared. And also, there's a certain snag in our circle right now. Maybe you've lost concentration or got really interested in what I said about channeling people from the other side or something, or looked at your phone or got disturbed by something, interrupted. So reground. Well, the circle just ended. The ceremony just ended. So allow yourself to reground. The pure vibration is still there, the pure frequency, but the clearing in the circle came to really an abrupt end. So that's as far as we could go. And don't go into any place where you feel like you're the person who ruined the circle. That's not what happened. I know that would be a tendency. But I will ask, did any kind of interruption happen that you noticed? And how did you feel the end come, the circle come to an end?
It felt like a big thump. It really was strong. It was very interesting.
This is all good stuff to for teaching. This is in the whole, and it may have happened just so we can teach about it.
This is Laura, and I noticed prior to it ending, I was having a lot of leg pain. Cramping and spasming, and my legs were jumping. And the pain is gone. I don't have any of that right now. And when it ended, it was like a crystalline kaboom. I just felt it in my, I don't know, up in my third eye, and
Well, that was your language speaking to you.
yeah, it
That's your language. Okay. How about anyone else?
For me, it was like I was involved in just this beautiful piece of music, and then somebody just came in and just turned it off immediately.
And did you feel that before I said something or after?
Before, was a little like sort of this abrupt feeling.
This is very good for learning. Because I know early on I would have had the tendency to keep trying to clear the circle, to connect, to make it work. But if you got a very clear sense of that abrupt ending, that's a really good reference point for you. Anyone else sense that in their own
Sarah,
way?
I have a question.
Depends. Please make sure it's not in the 3D.
Well, I'll first start with what I was feeling. So before you said the circle ended, there was a sensation that was happening to like my solar plexus. It's almost like there was this strand that had an aliveness to it, sort of like an umbilical cord kind of feel, but higher up. And when the ceremony ended, then that just stopped. Like it was no longer, it's like it detached and it just wasn't there.
So, did that happen before I said something or after?
Yeah.
Before.
Before.
Okay. So, you really don't have a question.
Well, the question is, I'm assuming that that can, let's say this happens another time, that it's not always going to be that particular
instance, like that particular example, it might have a reference, like some similar qualities. And then I also wanted to say that I am sitting outside and there's a family. I think they're kids though, but they're outside and they're talking. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I thought I would share that my environment changed a little.
So you really didn't have a question.
I guess not.
And you knew where to start so that you wouldn't give me one of those
Right,
questions.
head things, right?
Yeah.
Yep, I gotcha. Okay.
I usually feel the ending. Very often I'm zoned out and then I just come back into consciousness at the end. This time I was out there and stayed out there. I did not notice this time, and it's unusual that I didn't. I did not notice that it ended.
Good.
I was less deep in it than I have been in the past, so I really didn't experience any of that, nor the ending.
I love the variety of experiences.
Michelle here. There was a, it felt like a little bit of a seismic shift. And then the energy just, dropped off. And nothing in my physical environment that I could account for. And I also felt like there was a maximum reach, like we'd reached some level of something. I'm not sure what that was yet. But there was that shift and then the ebbing away of the energy. Thank you.
How did you feel about saying no to channeling those who have crossed over?
That confused me because that's to me part of how I even ended up here in this class was experiences with people who have crossed over.
And that's not a bad thing. And there is definitely appropriate times for it, and it can be a very deep experience. But when we're in the circle, we want to have a boundary on that because that'll put a ceiling on the frequency we can get to. That'll be truly transformational.
I think that makes sense. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. And definitely, I mean, I was doing that yesterday for someone. They're recently Their husband had just passed over. He recognized the channel in me, and I was very happy to share with her the love that was coming through. And some important information came through. And it was appropriate for the time and relationship that we were in. It was not appropriate for what we were doing in our circle tonight. And I know there's an interest, a fascination, sometimes a wish to be able to do that. And it's okay to set boundaries. From to say that you won't be a channel at a certain time.
Sarah,
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what prompted you to say that
Prompted me to say what?
about engaging with people, engaging in that way. Like, I just like, was there a sensation that you had that made you bring that up to our awareness? Was there something that you
There
were?
were, yeah, there were a ton of beings that wanted to come through.
Okay.
They had gathered and they were ready to one by one like find a channel and come through. So the whole group had gathered because they could see that we could be in a place where we'd be a clear channel. And so they were going to take advantage of that. But they were very respectful when I set the boundary. And just told them to find someone else. But they can see. That's the thing. That's part of what needs to come in here. We can be seen from the other side, from the unseen beings. And so there are no real secrets. There's nothing we can really hide, except here in the 3D world, which it seems like we're hiding or secreting something. But it's all visible. And we're growing into this expanded state where the bandwidth between about being telepathic with physical beings and communicating on the more subtle levels, all of this is starting to open up on a planet from the planetary awakening. And we need teachings about it. But since it's all new, it's not like the old Madame Zelda kind of channeling. We're all learning new contexts for this and new procedures and boundaries and experience. It's all new. So it's gonna be very interesting, really. Gonna have all sorts of fun experiences. But the core piece is about being in integrity with yourself, authentic, and as not that you have to become vulnerable and reveal everything to everyone. No, it's just to yourself that you are clear with yourself and you're able to manage your whole scope of feelings as best as you can. Because those are all visible. So let's and Laura, did you end up having a pairing up with someone today? I saw your invitation.
I did. I ended up pairing with Russell.
Ah, how did that go, you guys?
I felt it was just a lovely, expansive conversation, and it was interesting to find out, our journey, like to talk about our journeys of how we arrived here and do it in a way that felt centered and adult and grounded. And yeah, it was lovely. Yeah.
Russell, you're gonna chime in?
I'm not sure I have anything different to add. I think Laura explained it perfectly. It was expansive, and it was a really grounded, beautiful conversation.
And were you guys able to return to your grounding back and forth? Remember that as you were together?
Yeah, I felt like from my perspective, I felt that went really smoothly.
I felt like I stayed in my center. So, yeah.
What else happened? What else did you notice energetically with two grounded people conversing?
I guess for me, the flow was really easy, and I didn't feel like I was rushing, and I didn't feel like I was being rushed, or I just felt like it felt to me, it's hard to find a better way to say it, but a really even exchange.
Was there a sense of the sacred with it?
From my perspective, yeah, I think so, because I feel like our entire conversation was very spiritually based and just really in that space. Yeah.
And for me, energetically, it was sacred. It was very sacred.
Did anyone else pair up today?
Actually, I also paired with Tiffany.
Oh, how did that go?
That went really beautifully well as well. I kind of told each of my partners that my intention was to sit and intentionally ground for at least 5 minutes before the call. And so when we joined, I just offered, do we want to spend a couple of minutes just sort of grounding together before we get into a conversation? And so, yeah, Tiffany and I did that, and then again, it was a beautiful exchange from my perspective.
Tiffany, how was it for you?
Yeah, I agree. It was quite nice, and the time we had set happened. It just happened to be that this is how our phone call started us, and my son and I were both sad about a friend moving, and we were kind of just moving through that, and then it was time for this phone call, and so I very much appreciated just grounding at first. I hadn't had it, I was trying to with my son, but I hadn't had a chance to just kind of sit myself, and so it was a quite nice way to start the conversation. And at another point, I guess I finally realized I can just ask in certain settings, Just I need a minute to ground again. That was nice for me to realize too. It doesn't have to always be, like I'm talking to someone else that doesn't understand grounding, and that would be, make me more awkward and less grounded to ask for that. In this case, I could just say, I could use a minute. So that was really nice.
Yes, that's what I mean about finessing your relationships during in daily life. You find these phrases that make some space for you that are acceptable to other people, and it makes things much smoother. Okay. It's 9:01. So tomorrow we meet at 11 o'clock my time. I'll send out the link in the morning. It'll be a different link. We've used the same one all week, and we're moving right along here beautifully. Okay, any last questions or comments? Okay, many blessings, and everyone have a beautiful sleep tonight. Let's all sleep. Okay? Okay, many blessings.